is a war between the government and the Tamil people.
I'm not a fucking terrorist. You are the terrorist.
People are crying out for justice in this country.
If you've got to be militant to achieve your aims and your aspirations, so be it.
There's a real hypocrisy from the big corporations.
The people from below will push for real change.
This Australia is going to be shocked, and then the public will say, what the hell's going on?
G'day, this is the Indie Media Show here on RTRFM 92.1. We're all about activist journalism here on Indie Media, and we are broadcasting from the unceded lands of the Whadjuk Noongar people, and I'd like to offer my respects to Noongar elders past and present. My name is Joni Boyd, and I am stoked to be here with you until midday. Huge thanks to Jeff and the rest of the On The Record team for another great edition of On The Record. You can get On The Record every weekday from 9 a.m, or you can restream from our website on rtrfm.com.au. How's it going? How are you? It's just a little bit after 11 on this beautiful sunny Monday morning. I'm good. I just had our main story for the day fall through. So I don't really have much to offer you today except for some tracks, some kind of political music for you, which I'm very excited to share with you. I'll also have some headlines in just a bit, some kind of stuff that you would have missed on the mainstream media.
It's a war between the government and the Tamil people.
I'm not a fucking terrorist. You are the terrorist.
People are crying out for justice in this country.
If you've got to be militant to achieve your aims and your aspirations, so be it.
There's a real hypocrisy from the big corporations.
The people from below will push for real change.
This Australia is going to be shocked, and then the public will say, what the hell's going on?
You're on RTRFM 92.1, and those were some sounds from Barkar. That track was called Groovy. And before that, you heard Summer Holiday versus Punk Routine by Swedish Punks Refused. My name is Joni Boyd, and this is the Indie Media Show. And it's a bit of a chill one this week. We had our lead story fall through. So I'm just going to play some cool tracks, some protest music, some other political stuff, and some stuff that's just been scratching at me. But before we keep that going, we've got some vegetables for you to eat. These are some headlines that you might have missed in the mainstream media here in so-called Australia. Right, yeah, here we go. Representatives of over 40 nations have pledged to end the use of coal power. The deal announced at COP26 UN Climate Summit in Glasgow did not include China and India, which account for two-thirds of worldwide coal consumption, nor did it include Australia, one of the world's two biggest coal exporters. US President Joe Biden also refused to sign the pledge to stop burning coal in an apparent concession to Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Meanwhile, youth activists are taking to the streets of Glasgow to demand world leaders do more to avert a climate catastrophe. The protest is being organised by Fridays for Future, which grew out of Greta Thunberg's climate strike outside the Swedish Parliament. Moderna said Thursday it will deliver 300 million fewer doses of its highly effective COVID vaccine this year than initially projected. Even so, Moderna on Thursday reported $3.3 billion in third quarter profits. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, protesters rallied outside Moderna's corporate headquarters Thursday, carting in wheelbarrows full of fake money covered in blood as they demanded Moderna share its vaccine recipe with producers in the global south. Anti-war advocates are condemning the Biden administration for proposing a new $650 million missile sale to Saudi Arabia, warning the move will only trigger more death and suffering in Yemen. If approved by Congress, this would be the first major military sale to Saudi Arabia since President Biden took office and vowed the US would end support for offensive operations. In response, organisation Code Pink tweeted, "Meanwhile, one Yemeni child continues to die every 10 minutes as a result of the humanitarian crisis caused by the Saudi-led war in Yemen." Ahmed Rabbani, a Pakistani taxi driver who was incarcerated in Guantanamo Bay for 19 years, has finally been cleared for release. Rabbani was mistaken for a known extremist, detained without trial and tortured for 545 days by the CIA, despite intelligence officials realizing that they had the wrong man within 48 hours. Upon release, he will return to Pakistan and meet his 19-year-old son for the first time. From The Intercept and a secret document distributed by Israel to justify its terrorist designation of six prominent Palestinian human rights groups shows no concrete evidence of involvement in violent activities by any of the groups. The designation of the Palestinian groups, which was met by internal outrage from defenders of human rights, was announced on October 22 by Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz. Gantz cited alleged links between the groups and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, a left-wing Palestinian political party with its own military wing. Despite the severity of the declaration, Israel has yet to publicly present any documents directly or indirectly linking the six groups to the PLFP or to any violent activity. To the ongoing Tigray civil war in Ethiopia, and Tigrayan forces say they captured the strategic town of Dezi in the Amhara region that borders Tigray, according to a rebel spokesman and residents. An Ethiopian government spokesperson, however, denied Tigrayan fighters seized Dezi, saying the town was still under government control. Much of Ethiopia is under a communications blackout, making it very hard to confirm battlefield claims. Back in so-called Australia, and a New South Wales police officer has been jailed after being found guilty of violently assaulting a transgender woman. Senior Constable Mark Follington unlawfully arrested the woman Anya Bradford at a pub in Sydney in May 2019 during an anti-drug crackdown. Bradford was physically assaulted by Follington and pepper sprayed and tasered by another officer. Follington will spend a minimum of 18 months behind bars, having been given a 30-month sentence. And finally, Terence Flowers, the Nyamal man falsely identified by Seven News as Cleo Smith's kidnapper, is planning to sue the network. Flowers explained in an interview with NITV that the incident had caused him and his family a huge deal of distress. Seven News has apologised for the error, and Sydney-based lawyers O'Brien Criminal and Civil Solicitors are representing Flowers in the defamation case. You're tuned to RTRFM 92.1, the sound alternative. Keep it locked.
It is a war between the government and the Tamil people.
I'm not a fucking terrorist. You are the terrorist.
People are crying out for justice in this country.
If you've got to be militant to achieve your aims and your aspirations, so be it.
There's a real hypocrisy from the big corporations.
The people from below will push for real change.
This Australia is going to be shocked, and then the public will say, what the hell's going on?
You're tuned to RTRFM 92.1. And that was the legendary performance poet, rapper Saul Williams with Penny for a Thought. And before that, we heard from Tassie Post Punk's The Native Cats. That track was Run With The Roses. The front woman from that band, Chloe Allison Escott, is an absolute legend. Just an incredible writer, and I've had the pleasure of meeting her in passing at a writers' festival in Newcastle, and she is an absolute icon. Before that, you heard Kay Tempest with Holy Elixir. That was off of their 2019 release, The Book of Traps and Lessons. And before that, you heard Fluent and Jamila with Children of the Files. This is the Indie Media Show on RTRFM 92.1. My name is Joni Boyd, and it's a bit of a chill one today. We had some stuff fall through, so I'm just hanging out in here playing some tunes for you, and we're going to hear a bit of punk for now. This is Bob Villain with We Live Here. Keep it locked.
It is a war between the government and the Tamil people.
I'm not a fucking terrorist. You are the terrorist.
People are crying out for justice in this country.
if you've got to be militant to achieve your aims and your aspirations, so be it.
Is there real hypocrisy from the big corporations?
The people from below will push for real change.
This Australia is going to be shocked, and then the public will say, what the hell's going on?
G'day, you are listening to RTR FM 92.1, and you just heard The Viaduct Love Suicide by Springtime, which is a very brand new little supergroup made up of members from The Drones and Dirty Three and another band that I forget the name of. Before that, we had a couple of punk tunes. We had Sus Cunts with Newbie. I had a bit of a dance to that one. Behind that was Last Quokka, an old school Last Quokka tune with Nazi Scum. And up top of that bracket was Bob Villain with We Live Here. I am just about out of here. I'll be here for another 12 minutes or so before Rianne Todd Hunter takes you out to lunch. And that is always a fantastic show. Definitely one of my favourite out to lunches. I think probably my favourite. Jury's still out on that one. Yeah, that's going to be really cool. This has been the Indie Media Show. We're just having a bit of a chill one today. I'm playing some tracks. If you want to listen back or see what I have played, you can go to rtrfm.com.au. I'm going to play you out with a couple more tunes. And we'll be back in the chair at 11 next Monday. 11 a.m., that is. So get up nice and early to check that one out, nice and late or whatever. Yeah, as we always say on RTR FM's Indie Media, don't hate the media, become the media. Keep it locked.
This episode of Indie Media was presented and produced by Joni Boyd. This podcast was edited by Carly Jordan. Check out more episodes of Indie Media at our website, or listen live on Mondays, 11 a.m. on RTRFM 92.1.